put together every morning, and I know our listeners appreciate it too. I want you to be careful out there in Indianapolis. You hear me?
I will, sir. I will. We'll take our time, watch ourselves driving, anything like that. And, my partying days are over. It's not like I'm out. Some of these guys, though, wow, they're coming in pretty blurry-eyed because, they would hit the bars with some of the coaches.
Hey, don't talk to strangers either on the street, all right?
Okay.
Hey, Mike, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Have a good weekend. Thank you,
too. And Mike Clemens doing our sports for us there in Indianapolis this morning. I'm Don Rosen. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We have got a whole bunch of stuff coming up this weekend. You know our weekend programming. But coming up next, Dan Marcus with his Wax Museum. Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we've got Chris Morrow with our evening music starting at 6. All right, here at WRJN, it's exactly 9 o'clock. Let's do it.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A prediction from President Trump ahead of this morning's White House meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We're going to get along really well, okay? We have a lot of respect.
After a recent war of words, the two men are expected to sign an agreement on Ukraine's rare earth minerals as reimbursement for U.S. military aid. Correspondent MTS Tayyab is in Kyiv.
For Ukrainians, many were, of course, uncomfortable with the idea of handing over any wealth to any country, let alone the U.S. But many people we've been speaking to say that they do want to encourage business relations between the U.S. and Ukraine. But that, of course, is incredibly difficult. This is a country that has been at war for 3 years, and its economy has been devastated.
The Trump administration has laid off hundreds of weather experts. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration fired 880 employees on Thursday, many of them on probationary status, according to congressional sources. Several hundred workers from the National Weather Service, which includes meteorologists, were also included in the reduction.
Air traffic controllers in training are getting raises. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
Speaking at the nation's only air traffic controller academy in Oklahoma City, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced a pay increase of more than $5 an hour to almost $23 an hour.
Bring more great qualified students into this academy and fill up our towers.
Duffy wants to fast track the highest scoring applicants into the academy. He says many air traffic control facilities are short-staffed and their technology is outdated.
Last night, a federal judge ruled last week's massive layoffs of probationary government workers was probably illegal. Measles cases have now been reported in Kentucky, Washington State, and New Jersey. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Joseph Kim.
This is a highly contagious disease, but exceptionally preventable.
An unvaccinated child died amid a large outbreak in Texas. An infant with measles was on a flight arriving at LAX last week. A large auto parts chain is losing hundreds of stores. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Advance Auto Parts lost $713 million in 2024. The company says the closings, which will take place this year, will allow it to focus on core retail improvements. 500 of the impacted stores are corporate. The other 200 are independently owned.
How's this for a massive math mistake? Reports say Citigroup accidentally credited a client's account with $81 trillion when it meant to send only $280. That was $100 billion more than the bank's stock market value. The big oops wasn't caught until an hour and a half after that money was transferred. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The Village Board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. WRJN.
It is going to be a bit windy today. Gusts from about 35 to 45 likely for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles. Temperatures will reach the low 50s by early afternoon, then drop quickly by later this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
It's WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's the day of the Peter Noon concert with the Association tonight, Genesee Theater. And you'll be hearing from Peter in just a matter of minutes here, talking about tonight's show, what you can expect. Stick around for that, for my exclusive phone interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, coming up on WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing a bonfire.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around.
Jonathan Edwards and Sunshine. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Jonathan Edwards. Why so formal? Why not John? Why not Johnny? I don't know. Just wondering out loud. Coming up in a couple of minutes. I mean, less than that, actually. Part of my interview with Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits. They're performing tonight at the Genesee Theater, along with the Association. What can you expect from Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon? You'll find out from Peter himself. That's next on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Tonight's the big show. The Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon and the Association, together in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. 7:30 showtime, tickets still available. And when I talked to Peter about this specific show about a month ago, I asked him, I mean, I have seen Peter Noon dozens of times, literally dozens of times. So I can speak with authority when I say you'll walk away feeling good after his show. It's a fun show. He is so personable, and the music is so good. The musicians are so good. So I had the courage to ask Peter, I can't believe I asked him this, why should somebody go to a Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon show? Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits, how are you, Peter?
I'm fantastic, Dan, and you sound good. It's good to hear your voice again on the radio. Nice.
Thank you very much, Peter. I'm having a great time here at WRJN. We play a lot of Hermit songs. And I want to find out, tell me in your own words, Peter Noon, why somebody should go to a Peter Noon show.
Well, you've been to a lot of shows, Dan. So what it is, I think, is, first of all, the music is really, really good.
Yes.
It's stood the test of time. You know, there's a kind of harsh, and Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. They still fit in the world. And I think what happens is when I get on the stage, I relive my 17-year-old, 18-year-old years, the years when I had the hit records. And I think that is a pleasant feeling for the audience, that they remember a time when the music was fun and there was a kind of light-hearted thing going on in the music business. All the songs are about romance, falling in love, falling out of love. You know, there's no eve of destruction. There's no spiritual awakening. You know, it was just fun. People used to. All songs that I bought when I was a kid were about relationships, you know, with whoever you wanted it to be.
You don't want to miss tonight's show. I've been backstage with Peter just as the show is starting. And literally, he is so excited to be there. I'm not making this up. The last time I saw him, he and I were talking about pizza backstage, and the band started on stage. And he just instantly, bam, he was on, and he rushed out onto the stage, bounding on stage. He was so happy to be doing what he's doing. And here's the show that he is, the song that he has started every show with since forever. Here's Herman's Hermits. I'm Into Something Good. Tonight, Genesee Theater. Tickets still available. WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles now has an update in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County is at full board. The current sitting board members voted this week to appoint people to the open seats on the county board. Jamie Hoffman will serve in the 14th, Troy McReynolds in the 18th. Hoffman is a former Village of Sturtevant trustee and president and replaces Jason Ekman, who resigned in December. McReynolds is a former Village of Waterford trustee and takes over for the seat vacated by Thomas Roanhouse. He left to become interim county executive. A Racine man wanted in a deadly rollover crash that killed his friend has been arrested. 34-year-old Alexander Nieves was injured during the November crash in Franksville, so he went to the hospital. He was charged with several offenses, including homicide by intoxicated driving. He didn't show for court after that hospital visit, but was found this week at a home in Racine. 47-year-old Ryan Gaddy of Kenosha died in the crash November 18th. People living in one Racine County community are about to pay more for pipes. Caledonia residents are facing a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting on the 15th. The village board this week approved an ordinance amendment raising the quarterly service charge to $190. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be a bit windy today. Gusts from about 35 to 45 likely for a good chunk of the day. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles. Temperatures will reach the low 50s by early afternoon, then drop quickly by later this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Stay away.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's going to be an announcement Monday morning on the Don Rosen Show at 8:30. Be here for that because it's about two old friends getting back together. The reunification that's going to make for a feel-good summer for you. It's on the way. Monday morning, 8:30. Be here, WRJN.
You do want me, give me a little sugar. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your mind. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign. We'll be right back.
lots of Hall of Famers here on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Wouldn't it be nice?
doing Get Ready on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. A nugget coming up in a couple of minutes. And this nugget, another one from a famous movie from back in the day. Because it's Oscars week on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series. It's next on WRJN.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
If you're planning a Mardi Gras celebration, you gotta stop at O&H Danish Bakery and pick up their King Cake Kringle. O&H's special cream cheesecake kringle is all dressed up and decorated with Mardi Gras colors. And while supplies last, it includes 3 strands of Mardi Gras beads, so do stop by. While there, be sure to pre-order your Fat Tuesday Punchkies, the best punchkies on the planet. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There's the vault door. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. And appropriately, this one is by the group appearing at the Genesee Theater tonight in Waukegan, The Association, on the same bill as Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. This particular song, well, because it's Oscars week, Oscars Academy Awards are Sunday night, playing this song from The Association. Now, this movie got one nomination for Best Writing, Best Screenplay, actually, and did not win the Academy Award, but the song is terrific. By one of the hottest groups at the time, The Association. The movie starred Richard Benjamin and a pre-love story, Ally McGraw. The song is Goodbye Columbus, The Association.
Good.
Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on Oscars Week on WRJN. The Association, that's Jim Yester of the Association, still with the band, singing lead on that song. And another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon. I must say, I saved the most interesting song for last this week, I think. That's coming up, 1:45-ish. And more from Jim Yester and the Association before 2 o'clock today on WRJN. Hits WRJN. Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Just watch out for the falling plaster.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart.
the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, you. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. As President Trump gets set to meet with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, we have breaking news from the White House on English. Multiple sources tell CBS News Mr. Trump is planning to sign an executive order making English the official language of the U.S. The country's never had one in its nearly 250-year history. The executive order would rescind a federal mandate issued by former President Clinton, requiring all agencies that receive federal funding to provide language assistance to non-English speakers. And out of that meeting between Mr. Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky, scheduled to get underway at the White House next hour, the two men are expected to sign an agreement on Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for U.S. military aid. Correspondent Natalie Brand.
Ukraine, of course, wants security guarantees and wants to ensure continued, you know, military support and assistance from the United States to deter against Russian aggression.